What are your rights? What do you need to do? And what legal obligations do the airlines have as far as traveling? To find out more on that, Jeremy Maddox, a partner at the law offices of James Scott Farron, joins us now.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeremy. Thanks for being with us. Let's start with the basics. How common is it that people are having to deal with the airlines and dealing with things that might affect their rights as they're dealing with either flights being canceled, changed, that sort of thing?
Well, it happens a lot. People probably hear that it's going on a lot right now with the government shutdown and the holidays coming up. Unfortunately, a lot of folks are having flights delayed significantly or getting flights canceled.
Walk me through the process. What are the first steps that a person needs to do if they at some point find out their flight's been canceled, postponed, or what have you? What are the things they need to do first to try to make sure their rights are protected throughout the process?
Well, I would suggest three things if they find out they have a significant delay or cancellation with a flight, especially if they're already at the airport. Go ahead and get in line. We all know how long those lines can be. But while they're doing that, pull up their airline's app on their phone. They will often attempt to automatically rebook people. And while you're doing that, if you can, I would go ahead and call customer service. Unfortunately, a lot of these airlines are just understaffed when it comes to these things, and people end up waiting a long time. So the first thing is just go ahead and kind of get in line to try to get this issue resolved. Now, if you find out that your flight is, delayed significantly, 3 hours or more for a domestic flight, or if they cancel it altogether, it's important for everyone to know that legally, you have a right to a full cash refund. Sometimes the airlines will try to offer people vouchers. You can certainly consider that, but you are legally entitled to a full cash refund. Again, if the flight is delayed for more than 3 hours or the flight is canceled altogether, there's one caveat to that. If they rebook you on a different flight and you agree, you are not entitled to a refund at that point.
Let's talk about how weather affects this. I know the airlines sometimes they have delays that are out of their control because of weather. Does that make any difference?
So that does not make a difference in terms of your right to a cash refund for a flight that is canceled. That does potentially have an impact with some other things, whether you're entitled to things like getting a meal voucher, the airline paying for your hotel if you have to stay overnight. And that comes down to whether the delay is a controllable delay or an uncontrollable delay. So things like weather, right, things like that, out of the airline's control, they do not have to provide you with a meal voucher or a hotel if you have to stay overnight, but they do still have to provide you with a cash refund if the flight is canceled altogether.
You mentioned the fact that I think the thing I keep hearing over and over is that you are entitled to a cash refund under most if not all circumstances if there's a certain amount of time that has elapsed or the flight is canceled. How hard is that to get? Because as you mentioned, the airlines will try to offer a lot of other things or try to do anything they can to avoid actually having to spend money.
That's right. Yeah, of course, it's in their interest to hold on to your cash, right? That's why they'll often offer vouchers. But legally, they are required to provide that refund generally within 7 business days. And of course, a lot of us, we use credit cards for paying for airlines tickets. They are generally going to refund that directly to your credit card.
Now, has there been a situation, you're with a law firm. Does it reach the point where some people have to actually go to small claims or do other things to get what their rights are?
It can. I've not heard and dealt with as many horror stories in the United States. I've heard and been involved in some issues abroad where those laws are a bit different. But generally, if you can't resolve your issue with the airline, I would encourage people to file a claim with the Department of Transportation, with the DOT, And generally when that happens, the airline will get their act together and resolve it. But if not, ultimately your option is to file some type of a lawsuit, generally in small claims court.
Jeremy Maddox, any final thoughts?
No, it's tough out there. One tip for everyone, if you run into this issue, especially if you're at the airline, the DOT has a dashboard. You can Google DOT dashboard, and it lists what all the airlines have publicly agreed to do to compensate their customers if they are involved in something like this. So that's a quick way to find out exactly what you're entitled to, especially if their customer service is telling you otherwise.
Jeremy Maddox, partner at the law offices of James Scott Farron, we thank you for your time.
Thank you.